This is Radio Health Journal. I'm Nancy Benson. This week, breaking the stigma of epilepsy.
We, over the centuries, have been burned alive. We've been called possessed by the devil. 25% of this country thinks that people with epilepsy shouldn't be allowed to get married.
Seizures and stigma, when Radio Health Journal returns.
I'm Reed Pence, host of Radio Health Journal. If you enjoy Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show. Here's a preview of what they're covering on Viewpoints this week.
This week on Viewpoints.
You know what you like? Embrace that and be creative in that pond and just enjoy your life the way that you want to have it.
Learning to embrace your creative side. Then,
as far as just celebrating through the holidays with craft beers, I mean, there are so many different varieties now that pair well with food and that fit different situations.
New Year's movies, cocktails, and beers. Ideas for celebrating New Year's at home. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Listen to Viewpoints on your favorite radio station, iTunes, and Stitcher.
You probably know someone who has epilepsy, but it's likely you may not know it. Even though nearly 3.5 million Americans have a seizure disorder, most of them keep it under wraps if they can.
When I was first diagnosed, I mean, the very first thing I was told was, tell nobody, which is kind of hard to do when you're having convulsions. What that meant is I had to hide out in my room. And that is the instruction that a lot of people with epilepsy get.
That's Kurt Eichenwald, a former senior writer for the New York Times and best-selling author of the epilepsy memoir, A Mind Unraveled.
This is not a minor disease. This is 1 in 26 people has epilepsy. There are more people with epilepsy than with Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, and autism combined. But we as a community are very, very quiet because there is a huge stigma. The problem with that is that, you know, when you have so many millions of people, many of whom are afraid to speak, how do you convince the public that their ignorance actually, and their ignorance of this disease causes enormous difficulties, wrecks the lives of people with seizures? You're in sort of a vicious circle. No one will talk because of the ignorance, and the ignorance continues because no one will talk.
The degree of stigma is deep-seated. No wonder people with epilepsy don't talk about it.
We, over the centuries, have been burned alive. We've been called, you know, possessed by the devil. You have 25% of this country thinks that people with epilepsy shouldn't be allowed to get married. Until 1957, there were 17 states that had forced sterilization rules. People with epilepsy that is controlled have 3 times the unemployment rate as the general public, not voluntarily. You know, and you also have more than half of the people in this country saying they wouldn't want to work with someone with epilepsy.
And that's not all ancient history either. Today, 70% of people with epilepsy say they face discrimination because of it. Over the last 40 years, Eichenwald has suffered a lot because of the stigma of his disease.
I was thrown out of school 8 weeks after I started revealing the fact that I had epilepsy. I was fired from a job on my first day at work, just hours after I was forced to reveal that I have epilepsy because of insurance issues.
So where does the stigma come from? Eichenwald says misunderstanding and fear. To many people, its origins are mysterious, and seizures may seem to come out of the blue. Some cases of epilepsy have genetic roots, but many don't. Traumatic brain injuries or infections can leave scarring in the brain that can trigger seizures. But most people know next to nothing about epilepsy, and myths are rampant.
One is that epilepsy is curable. It is not. If you work really, really hard, you can control it. It is not a mental illness. It is not contagious. It is very serious. It can be very serious. People die of epilepsy.
In fact, more people die of epilepsy than in house fires. Often, people with uncontrolled seizures are hurt in accidents. Eichenwalt says the result is a life spent looking over your shoulder in ways the rest of us simply can't understand.
Can you imagine walking along every day of your life knowing that everything that is within falling distance is something you could hit in the next 2 seconds? Knowing that in college, you don't have the opportunity to cram for a test. You can't say, I'll study tomorrow, because you might be unconscious then. You don't have the ability to say, I'll just drive down to the store, because you're not allowed to drive. You don't have the ability to say, let me climb the ladder to go up and get that off the roof, because a ladder is about as dangerous a thing as you can be on when you have uncontrolled seizures.
Myths can also hurt people having a seizure when the rest of us think we're helping them through it.
There is this completely false belief that someone having a seizure will swallow their tongue and you have to put a spoon in their mouth to stop it from happening. This is not only fiction, it has caused so many people damages. You can't swallow your tongue. What does happen is that people having a seizure, their teeth clench down, their jaw clenches harder than you could imagine. Now put a spoon in there. What happens? Teeth shatter. You have a belief that people are supposed to hold down someone with having a seizure, which is absurd because it further causes the neurons to get excited, which causes the seizure to keep going and can also injure somebody even more.
Eichenwald says what you should do is get a person having a seizure out of a dangerous location. Turn them on their side and put something soft under their head. That will take care of the immediate danger. But Eichenwald says the fear of what's next never goes very far away.
We never know when someone else will disrupt and upend our lives. We never know when everything we've worked for will be taken away from us because people find it scary or funny or a good opportunity to take advantage of someone who can't fight back.
Eichenwald admits he didn't want to write his book. He cried a lot writing it. The Americans with Disabilities Act is supposed to prevent all the abuse and discrimination, but only when people speak up. He says if those with epilepsy stay silent, all of the abuse and discrimination will keep on happening in the dark. You can find out more about Kurt Eichenwald's book, A Mind Unraveled, through a link on our website, radiohealthjournal.net. Our studio producer is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419. Make the free call now. 800-279-0419. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Researchers now believe that up to one half of all Alzheimer's disease cases can be postponed, reduced, or even prevented. But you often don't hear much about the groundbreaking research making this possible. Now find out how you can take advantage of this encouraging research in an enlightening webinar on Monday, January 7th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Your host is Chuck Stetson, head of the Stetson Family Office.
In this webinar, you'll learn about the advances straight from the source. Four world-renowned physicians, researchers, and advocates working on the front lines of preventing Alzheimer's. We have a healthcare crisis here that must be solved. Find out what's going on.
To register for the webinar, visit globalbetterhealth.com. The one-hour webinar is Monday, January 7th at 10 a.m. Eastern. For more information and to register, visit globalbetterhealth.com. That's globalbetterhealth.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-835-1478. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-835-1478. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-835-1478. That's 1-800-835-1478.
Thank you for listening to Radio Health Journal, a production of MediaTrax Communications. If you enjoyed this week's show, please leave a review on iTunes or share it with a friend. You can find more Radio Health Journal stories about health, science, and technology on iTunes, Stitcher, and at RadioHealthJournal.net.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.